since it was a shmooze in Tavshin Mem Dalid, Shalashud is a serishim mei tshuva. The kitzer, we want to talk about the house. It says, unfortunately, that when you get married, you think more of pratim specifics than the kololim. For instance, when you talk about a house, you would like to have a house, you talk about the pratim of the house. I want to buy a house that has so many bedrooms. I want to have a skylight. I want to have two sinks in the kitchen. I want to have a dishwasher, maybe two dishwashers, mechuzot fleishes. It says they're all about pratim. But the couple do not think about what about the kalal? What kind of house do you want to have? What should be the atmosphere in the house? What kind of atmosphere you want to create? Like you have climate control? So what kind of climate would you want to have in your house? It's not the furniture that's going to nurture the children in the right way. It's the climate they're going to create in the house. The Rebbe said that as far as he's concerned, he's convinced. Ikar hashpah you have on your children is from the house, not from the yeshiva. People like to think that leave it up to yeshiva to mechanech the kids. He says, it's wrong. The ikar hashpah that a child's going to have, you know, got to do with the midas, shalom bayis, simchas hachayim is going to be what kind of atmosphere you have in your house. So if you want your children to go b'derech ha-Torah, everything has to be pleasant. Na'im. The furniture that's pleasant, clothing that are pleasant, and diburim no'im. Pleasant words. What is the communications between the family members? Is it na'im, pleasant, or is there rough communications, the screaming, there's crying, there's jealousy? Again, I'm having quotes. I'm convinced that that's the yesod. The yesod is having a pleasant house. L'kel baruch ne'imais yitainu. We just said it. Hashem is gebenched ne'imais yitainu. We should give to Hashem ne'imis. Someone that's no'im. Pleasant. Sweet. There's a calmness, a serenity. Climate control. Control the atmosphere. Not chaos. Disarray. Things out of order. Looks like a hurricane just hit the house. It has to be a seder. Not only a seder to where you want your furniture, but a seder, what words you say. How do you talk? Is this positive or is this negative vibrations? You and your wife have to set the climate and talk about the kalal of the house. Chazal tell us, if there's shalom between an isha and an isha, then the Shekhinah dwells in your house. Is there a difference whether the Shekhinah dwells or not? Of course there is. The Makam of the Beis HaMikdash was the place where there was Shechina. That was the Yikr. Hashvos HaShechina. Ish v'isha. The Ish has the Yud and the Isha has the He. Spells the name of Kor, Hashem's name. If there's Shalom, then Hashem dwells there. If there's no Shalom, you take away the Yud, you take away the Hey, what are you left with? Eish. It's not Eish HaTorah. It's Eish. Destruction. Havoc. The opposite of what? Order. To build. You always get those brokers when you get married. You be Boina Bayis Ne'eman B'Yisrael. Your house has to be building. A binyan. I think of Banayach L'Boinoyach. Build means only get it from a positive climate. No bickering. Pettiness. I gotta be right. Where there's no vitur, where you don't just give in. You ask for shalom. At the end of the whole Shemoneh Esrei, what are you asking for? You need refuah, you need bracha, you need slicha. The end is, you want shalom. Shalom. It's not easy to have shalom. You got to sacrifice for shalom. And here the Rebbe talked about a house. When you're building a life together, you got to talk. Forget about the pratim so much. Talk about the kalal. The kalal, what kind of atmosphere are you going to have in the house? It's something you have to both agree on, you have to work on. Same thing in the yeshiva. What kind of atmosphere is in the yeshiva? Your roommates. You have a room. What kind of atmosphere do you put in there? As soon as you walk in, people say, oh, here he is. I got to get out of here. What kind of growth could you have with such vibes and anger and self-hatred? Nothing grows. Nothing's mesuder. If there's kas, whatever the kas is, whether it's resentment you hold, animosity that you hold, the ikir is the kalal. You have to focus on what kind of house do I want. If you build the right house and they have the right climate, the yeshiva will take care of the learning, but you have to take care of the love of Yiddishkeit that you have to create in your house. If you have the love of Yiddishkeit, if it's alavavecha, then you could teach it to your kids. They'll learn from example. They'll learn how to talk to a wife from the way you talk to his mother. They see. They know everything. They have radars. You think they're not paying attention. They feel the vibes, the energy what's in the house. You make it positive, and then you matzliach to raise children and grandchildren to be happy derech Hashem. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rabbi Shkoyer.